Well, welcome. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and it's such a joy to have you here today on our show. Today we actually have such an important show, and it's such an extraordinary tool. We're talking about money today, and our guest is Dame DC Cordova, and she is the CEO and ambassador of the New Education and Mentor of Nurturing, and she's just amazing. She heads the Money in You Institute. And for months and months now, we've been talking about tools and techniques in relationships, in marriage, whether you're just stepping into your relationship, whether this is your second or third marriage and you're starting over again, and you really want to make sure that this time it works, or even if you've been married 20 years and you're trying to deepen your relationship, one of the prime subjects in a marriage that people fight about, that people try to be on the same page about, that they worry about their children, their life, their future, their homes, is money. And so if you're not in the same place in money, and so how do you get to the same place? How do you know what your values are, your ideas, and how do you make that a joint effort? And so money and you and money and us is just extraordinary. So today's guest is a dear friend of mine and someone that I've actually had the honor and privilege of taking this program. And so many people I know have taken this program and their lives have been changed. And not only has it changed their life for the better, but they've helped so many people in the process. So DC Cordova is the CEO of Accelerated Business School and of Money in You. They are global organizations that have over 95,000, I love that number, 95,000 graduates from all over the world, especially in Asia Pacific area and in North America. She has courses that are taught in English and in Chinese, and many of today's wealth and business leaders have attended Money in You, and they've transformed the way that they teach, run their organizations, and through these graduates, Dame Cordova's work has touched the lives of millions of people around the world. Her work is truly a significant contribution of planetary transformation, and it is because of the Accelerated Business School and the Money in You that they've activated, they've inspired, and they've motivated so many successful, really socially responsible entrepreneurs, not only to take action in their own lives, but on behalf of humanity and all of the Earth's resources. Her stated purpose, I absolutely love. Her stated purpose is to uplift humanity's consciousness through socially responsible business. And she leads by example. She is a philanthropist. She is an incredible humanitarian. And she is known as the ambassador of new education. She has a tireless pursuit of transformation in the education systems around the world. And she has been working to eradicate poverty and hunger. She is a mentor of nurturing through her work with high-level entrepreneurs and business leaders. And she is also the author of the Comprehensive Systems Manual, Money Making Systems. And she's co-authored so many books. She's been on radio shows and television shows and all over the world. And she is really the pinnacle, truly the gem in the finance world. And as far as the information and how to have that relationship with yourself and with others. So we are so excited that she is here today. And one of the other reasons that I'm so excited that she's here is she is building a global women's platform called Women, Cash, and Divine Matters. And since we are young brides, this is very exciting that we're going to ask her about Women, Cash, and Divine Matters for women. All right, so my honor, my privilege, my pleasure to welcome today's guest, Dame DC Cordova. DC, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations. I was looking through all the different shows that you've had, and my God, mate, you're doing everything you can to empower young brides and couples making it, so congratulations on your work, and I am ready to answer whatever question you have.
Well, we've got so many questions. We talk about, first, the program is called Money and You that you have, and so can you share a little bit about what the program is, and how does that relate? Because I know that that is the number one subject. When people get divorced, when people have fights, I know in my own life, my parents just had their 50th wedding anniversary. And never once in my entire life have I ever seen my parents have an argument, which is really incredible. And I went to my mom. It's, you know, caused havoc in my own life because I'm with people, and if I don't get along with them, I said to my mom, but you and Dad never argued. And she said, honey, of course we had different opinions of views. We had different opinions on how to raise you, on money, on finances, but they were our issues. They were never yours, so we talked about them amongst ourselves. You would never know it. But she did let me know that obviously money was something that they discussed. So how do couples begin? They're just getting married, and they have their own bank accounts. One, do you combine your bank accounts? And everybody has a different idea of college and kids and houses and what's important. Women want furniture and to decorate. And so where do you start?
Oh, thank you so much. So let me go back and answer the first question, which answers your second question. The first question is, Money and You is a program that has been around for nearly 35 years, and it is a series of generalized principles that we teach through left and right brain teaching techniques by playing games and exercises that make it very easy for people to go through a process of self-discovery, which is true education. As you know, for me, my mission is to transform educational systems around the world to support the eradication of poverty and hunger. And part of that is really supporting individuals in how to stay prosperous, how to create, overcoming any blocks that people may have to being successful, to having the life of their dreams, and particularly because money is our number one means of exchange, not gold, not yet, not in the whole world. We still use money, that paper thing, those coins, you know, those wire accounts that come in, still using that. And so one of the things that I recommend, and I have seen many experts recommend, that even though it sounds a little bit cold and it sounds a little bit what we call left brain, very analytical, people need to understand that when you marry someone or you're living with someone, you're now going to create the biggest business partnership of your life. This is for life. And this is something that you really need to take a look at, because once you marry someone and or you live with someone, and no matter what sex they are, once you decide also to have children, you now have a forever commitment. Whether even if your marriage does not make it, you are going to be connected to that person for life because you have a child together or a whole series of children. You're going to have weddings. You're going to have graduations. And you are going to have money matters that will last for life, including grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So a lot of people don't want to look at that. It is very, very uncomfortable. But on a scale from 1 to 10, to look at it at the beginning when you are madly in love, when all your hormones are raging through your body and that person is everything you ever wanted in life, then everything is so pinky and so rosy and that we forget. Our intelligence goes out the window. And so what you need to do is you need to have long-term picture. So the uncomfortableness right now on a scale from 1 to 10 is about a 2 as compared to the uncomfortableness level. Once you start fighting or getting into arguments, then that goes to 9 or 10. So we recommend that you look at that marriage as a business structure, just in that piece, just in the piece of money and how you're going to deal with your life. And you need to go through a search process, another process of self-discovery that we, of course, speak about in Money and You. You have to be very, very honest. What are the debts that you're bringing in? What have been your money habits? How have you handled money in the past? If somebody came by and gave you $1 million, or you had an uncle or an auntie that you didn't know about and left you $50 million, what would you do with that money? And you really need to step into that exercise. So you begin to discover each other's wealth habits. So if I may speak about my own marriage, that I've been married only once, and I didn't do this exercise. I didn't. Now, my attorney and my accountant at the time, bless her soul, her name was Margaret Wright. She's no longer with us. She died of cancer, I think, the day before she turned 60. Margaret insisted that I have a prenuptial agreement. She says, if you don't do this prenuptial agreement, I will officially quit as your accountant. And she had been my accountant.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, she was the person that, you know, Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad Poor Dad?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Robert Kiyosaki and I were business partners for 9 years. And Margaret Wright was the person that was our financial mentor that guided us through money, because business partnerships are similar to marriages. And she was like our mentor. She was the one that called us up and said, you are officially considered a millionaire because you have brought in $1 million into your company. And it was Margaret Wright that would meet with us, would make us meet with her in either August or September to prepare and see how much money we had made by that time and how much we were going to make by the end of the year, so we could prepare for any tax challenges or what we could do with the money that we were going to have. Because once you start making a lot of money together, you now have what we call rich people problems, which is taxes, you know, what to deal, what is actually playing by all the rules of the game. And so
I love that, rich people problems.
They are. You do. And when you are a couple, when you begin to really prosper, if one person has the habit of saving and wanting to build an empire together, and the other person likes debt, likes credit card, likes to spend money in all these things. And now, believe me when I tell you, it's not just women. This is a big misconception that only women are the ones who go shopping and spend money. This is the thing that I've seen. Women have a tendency to be happier with a beautiful bag, beautiful shoes, and some, there is the exception of big things, but mostly women like to spend on smaller things. Men have a tendency to spend on big things, on expensive cars, expensive houses, very expensive watches that will make them look good in the eyes of other men. Now, that's not a rule, 100% rule. There are exceptions on both sides. But it is very, very dangerous for a couple to think that only the woman will be the big spender, because it happens from both sides. So you need to take a look at your money habits, and you have to be honest about it. There are many women that hide how much debt they have created. Every time they get offered a credit card, they go to just about any department store. Excuse me, there's a helicopter going by.
It's,
I just
okay.
happened
They're
to love
They're looking
helicopters.
For you. Everybody's looking for you.
I live in San Diego on the ocean near the naval bases, so we have two beautiful helicopters going by. So one of the things that you need to start saying no to the offer of those credit cards. And no matter how much they give you a discount or all these things are going to occur, or when you begin to have really good credit, you get to have all these offers that come in the mail from all the credit cards sending you blank checks. Most people don't realize that that is a different type of credit than the credit that goes on your credit card charges. They're much higher in interest, and the better the credit, the more blank checks that you're going to receive from the credit card companies. So you need to sit down and have what I call, and believe me, I was born Christian, I love Christ, so when I say, you know, that you need to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with someone, it is in a very loving way of saying it. And I mean that. You need to really speak your total truth with your partner, whether it's the woman or the man, or women, men, men. What we
I love it. I just want to ask real quick, DC, I just want to stop you for just a moment. You're speaking so beautifully. When you're saying at this stage it's a 2% that compared to a 9% when you're in an argument, and that you're at that stage when you're getting married, when you're so enamored with that person, and that person can do no wrong, that you love that person no matter what. And so that is a wonderful place and a safe place to have this conversation, correct?
Well, yes and no. It could be very unsafe for someone because they might think that the person is not going to love them anymore if they begin to confess to the fact that they have bad credit, that they have run up all these credit cards, that when, see, the thing is that when you get married, you take on the other person's debt. That's what I learned in my marriage. I was so shocked, as smart as I am, as brilliant as I am around money, when it came to my husband, I went blank. It was like, oh, it doesn't matter. I never sat down and found out what money habits he had. I didn't. It was only the prenuptial agreement that we ended up making, which was a lifesaver for me later. See, our marriage broke up because we were in the middle of a financial crisis. So you don't know what's going to happen with the economy. We were in the financial crisis in Singapore, Malaysia, in 97, 98, in the Asia-Pacific region. So it wasn't until we got into that. When we were making money and bringing in, we had over $1 million in revenues in one of the years. It was great. We could spend all the money. We could do this. We could do that. It was great. But when the financial crisis hit and everything stopped and I wanted to take care of people because they were our employees. And at this point, he actually, in looking back, he was correct. I shouldn't have spent my nest egg in saving all these people because we were having a financial crisis. So I made a personal choice to go into my own nest egg to take care of all these people, and he disagreed with that. He was correct about that. But on the other hand, he loves debt. He loves that. He does. So for him to open up a credit line for hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever it is, it's not a problem opening up credit cards or anything. There's nothing wrong with that if there is enough money to pay for all of that. But when you hit a financial crisis like that happened in the economy, then it's no longer a feasible way of being, and for me to have spent my lifelong savings was also not very smart. So we both made mistakes. We were both wrong. He wasn't more wrong than me. We both blew it, but we were not aware of each other's habits. We didn't talk about it. If there was a financial crisis, how would you handle it? And so this is harder to speak about than whether you're going to be monogamous or not. Because that's a real easy one. People say, no problem, I'll be monogamous. You will be the only one. I will not have affairs. I will not do this and that. You know, that's a different one. Money is the toughest, and it is the number one reason why people get divorced.
That's amazing. And I know that when I took the program myself, I learned so much about my own relationship and to myself, the way that I viewed money, the way that I handled money, and the way that I shared it with others. And so the program, we were talking about earlier that the title, Money and You, and
yeah,
how it came about. And can you share that with our audience? Because I think that's, you know, when people hear Money and You, they think, oh, this is, you know, a business, but it really is also about you, right? I mean,
The thing is that you, every you on the planet, is handling their own life. In order to make changes, in order to improve any condition in your life, you need to handle the you. We talk a lot about money, and let me just say some of the teachings. I'm going to cheat a little bit and bring some of the teachings from Money and You. The first thing that you need to understand in your marriage, in your potential marriage or partnership, because I really want to speak to those that may decide not to be married but spend their life with someone. And by the way, that's a great idea until you turn 50, 60. Then if you start having health challenges, it's very important for you to be aware that the laws have not changed yet, so that you may need to be married in order for you to take care of your spouses in case of any illnesses, any challenges. There comes a time when you spend enough time with someone that legally is probably a good idea to be married, and we'll let someone else talk about that in your program. But right now, to come back to those of you that are choosing to live together, You need to have a purpose of why you are together. Now, in business, my purpose is to uplift humanity's consciousness through business.
What a beautiful purpose.
And it could
be
that
you
uplift humanity's consciousness through your marriage, because a beautiful marriage benefits every single person on the planet, because it brings more harmony, and family is key all over the world. Now, you also need to have a mission together. What is something that you are going to create together besides just children and a family? It could be many things, but you need to start thinking that way. And what are the rules of the game? Remember, in Money and You, we talk about policies, rules of the game. What are the rules of the game in your marriage, in your relationship? How are you going to participate together? How is the money going to be generated? Who is going to do what? Who is going to take care of the children? And if the worst happens, if you're not getting along, what happens? And this is the thing that was so interesting in my own marriage. We had a very good completion with my ex-husband. We actually hired a high-level consultant that spent a couple of days with us in this beautiful suite in Malaysia, in the presidential suite of this place called the Holiday Villa. And we spent 2 days in sorting out our divorce, sorting out our life, and it ended up with beautiful acknowledgments and a lot of tears because neither one of us wanted to be divorced. But we just didn't get along anymore in the intimate department, which is very important. Why be married to someone if you are not going to get along in the intimate aspect of a marriage? So we had turned into brother and sister. So we decided to continue being business partners. But the consultant, a very wise person, said to us, now all of this is going to hold up until a third party comes in. If either of you falls in love with someone else and the other person brings in all of their background, all of their desires, and their mindset about money and business and what you're going to do, at that point, this can change. So you need to be very aware of that. And, oh, my God, it was almost like a prediction because that actually did happen. My ex-husband got involved with someone that I actually encouraged him to get involved with. Long story there, won't go into that. But what ended up happening is that this wonderful woman had this certain way of being in a certain manner, and because of my empire that I had created, there were certain dynamics that came in that none of us could have ever predicted. So there are things that will occur in a marriage or in the completion of a marriage that you must speak about. You must even just put it in writing, put everything in writing. And, of course, you also, people get so hurt about prenuptial agreements. Actually, they are very good to speak of everything financial, and it sounds like only like rich people or people with a lot of assets should have those. I actually think that everyone should have prenuptial agreements because that will make you to look at everything that has to do with money, finances, and be able to discuss it. So one of the things in our Money and You program is we have a saying which is clarity leads to power. And if I could get every couple on the planet to come to the program and set together the rules of the game and how they're going to participate with each other at every level, I would make them come to a program like Money and You because it will allow them to see their patterns.
I love that you're saying clarity leads to power. And one of the things that, you know, we do on this show and we recommend so highly, and especially on our website, as we have the whole bridal registry area, that this is a great gift. If I was a father and my daughter was getting married, this is a great gift to give my child. This is a great gift from your friends that instead of buying dishes or a toaster oven, you know, or another fry pan or something like that, that to actually, as a wedding gift, to gift the couple this course, Money and You, where they will learn to communicate and to share and to be able to see where they are in their relationship to money. And if they can take this step now, imagine what it could save them and the kind of life they could have if they have the same vision with this. So I think it's terrific that they can do this together. And then do you think that they should have a joint bank account?
It depends on their what they agree to. You cannot tell a couple what to do. This is a process of discovery. This is really important. This is where the conversations must start, because some people are very independent and they want to be able to spend whatever money they want. I mean, we definitely had a joint bank account for business, but we also had our own personal one. I did not want to have to ask anyone after having been independent for 40 years that, you know, that I was going to ask him what to do about money. This is that's a deal breaker sometimes, because, and the same thing for a man, you know, they're used to, you know, having their own money, and it is the little things that then begin to chip away at the intimacy and the love. And one of the first things that goes is the sexual attraction. So we are talking about something so important, because money is the number one reason why people get divorced all over the world, not just in the United States. Look, this is what I like to do, is let me send people to moneyandyou.com, and that's M-O-N-E-Y-A-N-D-Y-O-U, moneyandyou.com, and download the 4-session business makeover. In there, we're talking, it seems to be a business course. We're talking about being the CEO of your life. We have a man that's talking about leverage. Yes, it is a business program. But there will be enough there. And oh, and there's a conversation about money, and then one about the Money and You program itself. But listen to business events, business structures together. You are building a business together. You're building an empire together. You are actually building an organization. And one of you is going to be CEO of this company. If you're going to be individuals, CEOs, it's not going to work. One of you is the CEO. The other one is the CFO. Somebody is going to be handling the money. Somebody, it usually, it's not the two people together. They automatically, the one that is most organized, the one that likes handling the bills and all this and that. And you can decide. If there are certain people that love to share everything together, of course a joint bank account would work for them. But there's other people that, like an only child like myself, I didn't have a little sister until I was 14 years old. By then, all my patterns of being an only child, my mother makes sure that I learn how to share. She, from the time I was born, she used to say, you must learn how to share. She was terrified that my being an only child would make me a very selfish, self-centered person. So she makes sure that didn't happen. So,
well, she did an amazing job, because you're the most generous person I've ever met. So,
thanks.
Truly.
Well, you know, it comes in the family. My whole family is amazingly sharing. So it's in my DNA. So, but, you know, guess what? I don't like to share food. I hate it when people come into my plate and want to eat my food. It is the funniest thing in the whole world. I don't know if you ever noticed that about me. And I have that same habit, and his wife loves to share food. She loves to eat off of other people's plates, and he and I would look at his wife and go, get your own plate. And we asked you if you wanted some of this, and she goes, yeah, but I want it from your plate. And then at one point, they had only been married for a little while, and I said to her, I pulled her over, and I said, listen, this is really serious. He really doesn't like to share food, as I don't either. Seriously, it's not cute. We go crazy. She says, but you're both so generous. We're generous in every area except food.
That is so funny. So now I will notice that. But truly, I mean, you are the most generous, caring spirit in everything.
Don't take
you do. So your mom
plate.
Did a wonderful job. Okay, but I will never stick my fork in your plate.
So that goes to show you that we all have our little quirks, and this is the thing about marriage and relationships and business partnerships. We do a process in our business when we're creating a business, and now I do it in my personal relationships. Something I don't want you to know about me is, you must do that. something I don't want you to know about me is. And then you make a list of different things, of the things that you're most embarrassed about, the things that really bother you, but then something I don't want you to know about me and money is. Money and I, money and you. What is it that you're hiding? Because it is almost like an addiction. People will do anything to hide their money habits if they are judging it. And a lot of times the other person doesn't judge it at the level that we do. So I will share something silly like that about me and food. Well, believe me, I now can share that outright. For the longest time, that was like my little secret. Don't tell anybody you don't like to share food. And it was really big for me. So what can be big for you, the other person will go, that's nothing. That's no big secret. So the only way to find out is by sharing it. So money and you. The you part is the one that's going to create the harmony, the peace, and you really do need to create like a prenuptial. Okay, so you're together. What happens if there's a financial crisis and money runs out? How about if the husband can no longer work because in his field went obsolete? He no longer is the greatest, you know, Apple computer repairer of the old-fashioned Apple. He didn't catch up with the new one, with the whole new set of computers that you have now. What if the person now is no longer an expert in mobile phones? Now he needs to learn apps, but he doesn't learn apps and doesn't have a job, or her. So there is a conditioning on the planet that men are providers. And women are not as conditioned to being that. As a matter of fact, some of us women want the men to provide for us, want the men to treat us, want the men to pay for things. Now, we're willing to share for it, but we are not good with possibly supporting and taking care of a man. And you won't go through that process of discovery until it actually happens or you discuss it ahead of time. Some women are totally okay with taking care of a man, having the men stay home, take care of the kids, and they go out and they do that. They go to work. Some women are not. So you have to put yourself in a program like Money and You and go through a process of self-discovery on what really works for you, doesn't work for you, and then share your little secrets that are probably not even little dirty secrets. They are not for the other, but they are for you, and let go of that judgment.
That's so beautiful. So how does somebody get to a Money and You program?
Well, when you go to the 4-session business makeover, you go to moneyandyou.com. Right now we have a bring a friend for free. I am sponsoring the program. You know, I license my program all over the world, and promoters have a lot more expenses than I have in many ways because I sponsor it. So it's only $1,250 per person right now. And they can just go in as a gift for your listeners. They can go and put the code MY1250 and they get the price for, they get the cost for only half price. And it is a 3.5-day program that starts on a Thursday night. It goes all day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And because it's so experiential in nature, we tell people to take off on Monday so they can chill out and discuss everything that they've learned. And another thing I want you to know that in Money and You, what is so fascinating is that people go through not only discovering how to create really good rules of the game, but also things that may come up in the marriage, like intimacy and jealousy and possessiveness. That's a really big one. And Money and You is the kind of program that people get very close to each other. So if jealousy comes up during the program that maybe your spouse, your fiancé is in a group with a really beautiful woman or a really beautiful man, and then you see them kind of like interacting together, Money and You is a really safe place when you go home that night and go, you know, I felt really kind of jealous of that person. And you can say, really? I didn't even notice them. It's like, yeah, they're good looking. Yeah. But I'm in love with you, honey. I'm going to be having beautiful people around me at work, in seminars, in you know, all kinds of events, but I am committed to you. And that reinforcement, that when you begin to really speak the truth about what really comes up for you, and money in you is a very safe place, is, I mean, people have said that we should have a program called Money in You for Couples. But I really don't want to do it just for couples. I want the couples to come in amongst all the different people that are attracted to Money in You, come to Money in You, and have a very safe place where people don't have their focus just on the relationship, but in themselves and in life and how they relate to money, and then share from your heart with your partner your experience of money, your fears around money, around loss, around losing what you may have built together. What happened? You must talk over what's the worst case scenario. And Money in You then will give you solutions, a business success model, how to learn from masters, how to create a niche, how to leverage that niche, how to leverage that niche through an aligned team, how to create synergy together and then create results together as a family, as a unit, as a little company. And then also it is a fantastic program that will empower you to be very successful in business on your own right.
And this is even a great program for couples that have been married for many years and that now as they're looking, like you're talking about future, retirement, grandchildren, this doesn't have to be a program for people that are just beginning their lives together. It's a beautiful program for people that are living their lives and embedded together.
And the other thing is actually we have had several times, you know, it wasn't appropriate for us to get testimonial from them because it was a very intimate thing. So I don't have, video testimonials that I could show you of this. But we have had couples that were on the verge of divorce. And I actually recommended that they do Money in You. And quite a few of them reconciled because they saw a lot of the times it had been around money and business, which was fixable. It was something they could work on together, where they could, you know, figure out how to get out of this whole, you know, almost like a tornado of judgment of each other and upsets with each other around something called money and business and kind of unravel this messy, messy situation. And then on the other side, there were certain couples that were truly complete with each other. And the greatest thing that happened to them at Money in You is that when they learned the rules of the games and policies, they got together and decided to create their separation, their divorce, in the highest, most loving manner. And instead of paying a fortune to attorneys, with fighting with each other, destroying whatever assets they had together, because, oh my God, that happens so much around business. I used to be in the legal field. I used to be a court reporter in my 20s, and I was going to grow up to be an attorney before I got into this field, up until I was 28 years old. And so I had 8 years of solid legal background. And I saw so many people pay a fortune to attorneys in fighting with each other as opposed to coming to very peaceful resolution amongst themselves and then literally filling it out and going to an attorney and say, okay, I don't want any of your opinions, Mr. Attorney. We don't want to pay in or Mrs. Attorney. We don't want to pay any more legal fees. This is it. This is it. This is our structure. Now, if there is something else that you think we should have covered, we will cover it.
And okay, and I have a question then too, and this is, you know, we're talking about couples, which obviously this is a bridal show, and so this is, I think, one of the most important, you know, events that we've talked about, because money, like you said, is the make it or break it thing, but we also have people that are listening to this show who have lost a spouse or loved one. And I know that, I mean, we have 23-year-old girls whose husbands were killed in Afghanistan and they have babies, or we have somebody whose husband suddenly passed away and had a heart attack or something, and the husband was the one handling the money? He was the one writing the checks and paying the bills? So is this a good program for someone who doesn't have the skills and now all of a sudden the money is, the responsibility is in their lap, and where do they begin?
Yes, but we don't go through the actual numbers. We are not an accounting program, but what we are is a program that will help them heal the loss and begin to get more into their left brain, into their analytical side, and get to the fact that they're now the head of the household. They are now responsible, because when somebody that young, and believe me, you remember I was a little widow myself, remember that? I lost my beloved when I was very young, and I had a miscarriage because I was pregnant, and then later I had another miscarriage, and so I was a very young widow myself. And so one of the things that occurs is that the emotions take over, and then we have a tendency to turn over our lives to total strangers or the military advisors, or sometimes we go back to our parents. And this is a tough one because we are so despondent with the loss. I mean, I was there. And so what we have to do is we have to actually gain emotional strength to know that we are responsible for that. And no matter whether you're going through a major completion, you're going through a death, or you, after 50 years, you're left alone and you have assets, you have to understand that now is the time for you to create a new vision for yourself and take another level of responsibility that you didn't have before. Now, we have to take into consideration the emotions. And this is the thing about money. Money is so emotionally charged. And you need to understand that. The minute that you get that, there's something really magical that happens in your own brain, in your own subconscious. You go, yeah, this is a very emotional subject. This is really hard for me to handle. And I am going to handle it. And then at this point, you become the CEO of your own life. That's why I want them to listen to that four-session business makeover. Yes. First thing is being the CEO of your life. And then when you are, now, this is something that also young couples need to speak about. This is something that you need to prepare for. If an accident occurs, something, you know, horrible happens, what is going to happen to the assets of this little empire that you're creating that can grow very, very big? And let me show you a couple of samples of, for instance, relationships that have gone through hell and have made it. The Clintons. That is an amazing, I know some people get a little bit perturbated talking about Bill and Hillary Clinton, but there is an example of a partnership. I mean, those two have mastered partnership, and I hope that you have Alison Armstrong, our friend Alison Armstrong, who absolutely adores Money and You. She's sending a lot of people to Money and You because she does that program called UnderstandingMen.com, where she talks about partnership in relationships, and she's a fantastic person. But she is so in love with Money and You because there were certain aspects of money that got covered there that you can't cover in another program like hers, because our program is about business and money. And so what she has seen, the distinctions of how money can affect you so much emotionally that you really need to be prepared on how to handle it. So you don't make any major decisions when you are in the middle of being grief stricken. You have to tell everyone, give me a little time. Give me a few months. Can you put things on hold for at least a few months until you gather your wits about you when you are so, so, so very sad? The same thing when, you know, sometimes men are making less money than women and women are making a lot more money. That's another dynamic that the woman has to be very clear on, whether she really wants to take care of the men. Because,
and in today's world, that really is, absolutely, we see that over and over again, where women are making more money and women are the head of corporations, or they're the head of companies, or even a woman who's been a single mom, who's been raising three kids and she's been handling the money and working and she's very successful, and then all of a sudden she's marrying somebody and she really is, it's an interesting seesaw mix to watch.
Yeah, see, you can't even finish the sentence. You yourself could not finish a sentence.
Right.
The sentence that would have been finished there would have been, and she now takes on another expense. She's now taking on a whole other person that will spend quite a bit of their money, that will go through their money. And it will, because this happens. It's much more acceptable for a man to take care of a woman, but you also need to understand that men also get very resentful when they have all these savings. They're doing really well, they're working very hard, some of them are very conservative with their money, and they fall in love with a woman that loves to spend money, and vice versa. It's the same dynamic, except that the only way to prevent from this becoming a deal breaker is by talking it over. We're back to the first 10 minutes of this conversation, which is that everything can be worked out by a conversation. And when you have tragedies, when a spouse loses a spouse, then not only do you need a grief counselor like our friend Kendrock.
Kendrock, yes, he's coming on as a guest, and we're very excited that he's going to be talking.
Fantastic.
With us.
So those of you that have gone through loss, you look up Ken Drucker, who has all the lessons and the groups for that. And so we have, and thank you, Nicole, because we have such an amazing network of people that can have different parts. But my program, Money and You, is like the contextualization. It's like the food bowl. It is like the water that you're going to swim in together. And you're going to get so many tools that will help you. And we will continue to introduce you to other masters. And Nicole will introduce you to as many as she knows. I will introduce you to as many as I know. And then those will open up the doors to many others. But you must have mentors. And you must have support on going into such a big thing like a marriage. You must have the distinctions as you're going into a big relationship that will support you, because you want to tackle right on immediately the number one problem why people get divorced. And
absolutely, this is the most, I'm sorry for interrupting, but this is the single most important conversation. That's why I'm so excited that you're sharing this information with all of our listeners on the show, because truly there isn't a more important time to talk about this, and there isn't a more important thing, because this is your future. This is your life, and this is, like you said, it's the number one flip switch, the trip switch on the circuit breaker. When this one flips, everything else goes off, and finding those switches to turn back on. But if you have this conversation in the beginning, or even in your marriage as you are moving forward in your marriage, this program, Money and You, can help you find your own choices. It can help you, like you said, have a purpose, a mission, and a vision together, and find out what the rules of the game are in your marriage. And it's a way together to create an honesty, a vulnerability, the truth, and a powerful place to launch your life from.
And the other thing is that there was the thing about it that is so hard, and believe me, if I sound like a master in this area, I am not a master in the area of personal relationships. I am more of a master in creating environments where people go through a process of self-discovery. And it is that self-discovery that you must share with your partner. That is the mastery that I bring to you, because I have gone through just about everything that we've spoken about. I have personal experience that has been extremely painful for me. And, you know, thank God that I have done all the healing I needed to do with my ex-husband. I did the healing that I needed to do as much as I could with the wife that he married. And I also have had the opportunity to be able to create a new pattern of being in relationship to my future relationship with a man around money. And I have had some very tough lessons, because the emotions that come up when you are in love with someone, when you love them, there is this peace that occurs that you're willing to do anything for them. You will empower them, you will take care of them, you will give them money. But if the person doesn't, is not in alignment with your frequency and your vibration around money and wealth and what you're going to create together, then it is not going to work long term. you're looking at a big learning experience. So you need to learn how to adjust that frequency to each other. And programs like Money and You will help you. So
I love
that.
I just wanted to jump in for just a second about the program,
sure,
because I love everything you're saying. And as we're talking about, you know, the sounds so important, and it really is so important. But one of the other things, elemental, we still have a few minutes on the show, I want to talk about is how much fun Money and You is. It is hysterical, and it is joyous, and it's something wonderful. As much as you're learning, and as much as you're opening, and as much as you're sharing, and as much as this will change your financial life and, you know, the togetherness you share, it is so much fun.
Well, we have music and lots of food, lots of breaks, lots of joy. We have amazing, for the one coming up this week, we have a beautiful group of young people coming. And we also have, actually, our friend Ken Druck and his beloved are going to be attending. And one of the things that I'm so excited about is that we'll have an opportunity to be able to really, like, share our fears. Only if you want to. It is the kind of program that nobody makes you do anything uncomfortable. It is the most fun. You know, we are the granddaddy. We're considered the granddaddy of all programs. And remember, I inherited this work. If you learn the history, when you go into moneyandyou.com, you go to dccordova.com, you will see a little bit of my history. And one of the things is that I actually inherited this work. I didn't create it. And so my mentors, the masters that created this work, it synthesized some very powerful generalized principles that work at all times, whether it is related to money, related to business, or related to personal relationships. So when you start your life with your beloved with generalized principles that have been proven to be true, and you have those tools, then you have, it's like having the latest, most beautiful car, and you're going to get into this highway that's going to have a few turns and twists and, you know, some bumps, that you hopefully will have this beautiful car, these beautiful tools that will guide you through the rough patches. So whenever you're creating, whether it's a prenuptial agreement or you're just creating agreements together, you may not have any money whatsoever. You both have very little money. You're both just getting started in your life. Part of the wonderfulness is to visualize that you're going to create a beautiful foundation together that will be very prosperous. And what are you going to do when you have all this prosperity? How are you going to manage the money? What are you going to want to do with it? I have people that want to just do nothing but humanitarian works with them. And I said, good, but I want you to take 50% of that money and make sure that you have enough money for your children, that you have because a lot of people with really good hearts, they forget their families, and they want to give all this money away. And I go, okay, good, good, good. But 50% of that needs to go to retirement, to college education, to upgrading the house, to maybe getting that little boat just for you to go sit at the bay on the weekends. What is it that you're going to do with the money that you're going to create together? And go through the steps and allow yourself to be very truthful so you can have the life of your dreams together.
That's so beautiful, DC. What an amazing gift. And everybody that is listening to this show right now should run to Money and You. And we talked about it at the top of the show, that I personally have gone to Money and You, and I'd love to come down this weekend and experience it again. I truly would, and love to be able to help you, you know, with people. And then I recommend this to every single person I know. There's not a single person in my life that I don't love enough that I wouldn't want to help in this way. And this program changes your life. And you talked about, we were talking about precession, not on this show, but one of the other shows, that ripple effect. And so once you have this in yourself, then that ripples to your spouse, that ripples to your family, it ripples to your children, to your business partners, to the outside world. Once you have these tools and techniques and these know-how, and truly this centering inside yourself and this relationship you have yourself with money that's joyful and that's safe and that's honest and that's got this grand beautiful vision and understanding instead of it being something you're afraid of and not sure of, it's really life-changing. I mean, it's truly life-changing.
I do want you, please, to send all your audience, your listeners right now, to the Money and You program that we did together, because I covered, it's 90 minutes of business, but also personal and of generalized principles, and I do cover some of the key ones from Money and You. And there's one which is about, it's called the Theory of Dissipative Structures, which is actually also called perturbation. And it's like when you're creating this new reality, this new partnership with a beautiful another human being, there are feelings that are going to come up. And then the past comes in, and then the future that hasn't been created comes in. But the tendency sometimes is to just live from your past. This has been my biggest challenge because I had it lost. I was a little widow. I had so much fear around relationship, and I would bring in all this fear. And that is something that I finally had to reconcile within myself. And so it's really important for you to be very aware of your own consciousness and study and work together and read together, go to programs together. You know, the more that you create a third reality together, the couple reality, the marriage reality, the partnership reality, the more tools that you have to support you in creating this magnificence, the more together that you will be. Think of the worst-case scenario, but not for long, not for long. That's why I brought it up. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I'm telling you, if you're willing to confront that, it won't happen. The likelihood of it happening is a lot lesser than going to denial that that could not happen to you. So you just look at it, handle it, prepare yourself for it, and it won't happen. And then you will have that marriage of your dreams for the rest of your life because you will
have. Yes. And thank you so much. That's really the message of the day. And I think that this is the most important tool and technique. And I, you know, implore everyone, go to www.moneyinyou.com and certainly, you know, find those four sessions, learn about yourself. But this week, if you can make it, run, don't walk. And I, what a gift that you're offering a two-for-one that a couple can come right now. And especially if you're getting married in February, if you're starting your life together, if you just got married, or even if you've been married for years and you're now at a crossroads and you really want to be able to strengthen your marriage like it's never been strengthened before, then this is the course and the class for you. And DC, you're so generous to share all this information with us. You really are. And what a blessing.
Thank you so much. And anytime, you know, you can always find me, all of you. You just Google dccordova.com, or you can Google me. You'll find me all over the place. And I am here. I have been doing this work for the last, actually, 35 years. And I absolutely love empowering people on distinctions around business and money themselves and how to create structures that really work for whatever it is what your dreams are, whether it is a relationship or a business, an empire, and good health, and a good family. That's, you know, another whole other thing that we'll talk about sometimes, what to teach your children. Once you start having your children, we need to support you the way my mom did by taking me to the bank very young and taught me some great distinctions that I never forgot.
DC, thank you so much for being with us today. What an honor. What a great gift. DC Cordova from Money and You. Join her workshop this week. And go to www.moneyandyou.com and go with your spouse, go with your loved one, and really learn to change your life. That's the way that you can be closer than you ever imagined before. DC, thank you so much for being here today.
Aloha, everyone. Bye-bye.
What an amazing guest. I absolutely love DC. She's just brilliant, and Money and You is just amazing. So we thank you so much for being with us. Next week we are continuing the financial conversation as we talk about financial freedom, and we're going to talk about how to get out of debt. But first, you want to know your own relationship with money. So go to Money and You, and This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride thanking Dame DC Cordova for spectacular advice. And then after we learn how to get out of debt, we are, yes, bringing Arjuna in, and we're going to talk about sexual intimacy, which is always so exciting. We have Matt Weinstein going to talk to us about how to have fun and play in your relationship, and we have Sydney Cressy talking about honeymoon and exotic locations and destination weddings. So stay tuned. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride. Wishing you all a wonderful week, and thanks again to DC Cordova, www.moneyandyou.com. Mm-hmm.